This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed to himself the greatest of attributes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had named himself the most beautiful names, and Allah azza wa jal is the most beautiful one. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوا بِهَا. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most beautiful names. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those beautiful names. And in this series we'll be discussing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah we'll be talking about one of the great names of Allah azza wa jalla, which is Al-Malik. Al-Malik, the king. Not only the king, but the king of all kings. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes to himself the attribute of the king, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names himself to be the king. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. That everything in the heavens, everything on earth, all glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the king, al-malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Holy Quran, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one. Allah azza wa jalla is the only Lord. He is the king. So what's the king? Allah. And when we say king, yes, it is another name that you share between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator. And you also refer to people on the face of this earth who have kingdoms. You also refer to them as kings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by far as the king, away and far away from all the rest of the kings that we see and encounter on the face of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings, and his kingdom has not been acquired from someone else. Whilst you've got every single king on the face of this earth, their kingdom has been achieved and acquired from someone else, whether they became kings themselves or they inherited that kingdom from their fathers or their progenies or from their descent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the owner of the universe. And Allah azza wa jalla is the owner of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the heavens and the earth. And what's between them and what's around them and what's surrounding them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes himself and names himself as the king. So when you say al-malik, then think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the rest of the kings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kingdom from him, whilst every other king, their kingdom from others, or they established it depending on other people or other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king that owns everyone. He owns me. He owns you. He owns every single one of us. All the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belong to Allah azza wa jal. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The king, al-malik. And that's another great attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's another great name of Allah azza wa jal. So when you raise your hands to Allah azza wa jal, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you something of this dunya, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king of all kings, and the owner of everything and the dunya. And if there's anyone that can really make it happen, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the malik. La ilaha illa hu. Al-malik, al-haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king of all kings. Another great name, beautiful name from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who understand the beautiful names of Allah azza wa jal. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Person's destiny. Inshallah, Jannah, 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 Jannah.